So hey guys, welcome back, and we have another one for you. Today is going to be about the WWHA Roundup in San Antonio, Texas, 2023. We had a great time. If you didn't go, we'd love to have you, especially in 2024. It is going to be in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And I don't know about you guys, but my wife and I are already making plans to be there. We cannot wait. But before we get into the wrap-up show with Eric Erdman, that's who's on the phone today, I want to thank my friends over at the Tombstone Epitaph, one of Arizona's longest-running newspapers. You can find the Epitaph at tombstoneepitaph.com. I urge you to subscribe and get it delivered right to your door. It's a fantastic newspaper. And Mark and Eric are killing it. Not this Eric, different Eric. Eric Wright, they're killing it. They're doing a great job getting the newspaper delivered right to your door that is packed full of Western history. Also want to thank our mutual friends. We're both members of the WWHA, the Wild West History Association. We'd love for you to be a member. It's about $75 a year, and you get the journal four times a year, and you get the roundup. And God, there's a lot of stuff going on in 2023. We're going to be changing some stuff and hopefully bringing more stuff to you in 2023 and 2024. Now, if you'd like to become a member, or you're following along on Facebook, if you're following along on Facebook and you're just following the Facebook group, that doesn't make you a member. We'd love you to go to the website at wildwesthistory.org and join, pay the money, get in with us, and then become part of the WWHA family and get involved, get the magazine, the journal delivered right to your door. So 2023 WWHA Roundup was in San Antonio, Texas. And last year, Eric and I went to the Rapid City event, Deadwood Rapid City event. And for whatever reason, him and I got to talking, and I said, dude, we should do like a wrap-up show, a roundup wrap-up. And we did, and we had a really great time. And we talked about the highs and lows of Roundup, and there were highs and lows of this year's Roundup. And I value Eric's opinion. We know each other through TTR. That's the Arizona Tombstone event. That's kind of part of the WWHA, but it's a localized event that our great friend Nancy Sosa takes care of. And so if you want to know more about that, we can help you with TTR at Tombstone Territory Rendezvous. You can find that on Facebook. But welcome, Eric. How are you, sir?
Mike, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Good. I have to tell you, he's got a phenomenal beard. Like, when I look at his awesomeness in the beard, it's fantastic. And he did a great job this year. He was helping out Roy with the live auction, and he was an auctioneer. You know, give me 100. And he did a great job. But there were highs and lows of the event, and I'm curious. We have not spoken, so I do not know what his highs and lows are, nor does he know mine. So let's start off with some lows. What were some of your lows? Or did you have any?
Oh, so really, Mike, the biggest low for me was just the extreme heat. They had that, you know, big heat wave down there in San Antonio, and it was just intense. So any time that you were, you know, not in that air conditioning, it just beat down on you. And so any additional touristy stuff you tried to do, you just really had to watch your hydration and stuff. That was really one of the biggest lows of the event. San Antonio is fantastic. The people of Texas are always so welcoming and kind. But the heat was the biggest low for me that way.
But you would live up in northern Washington. I'm not going to give where you live, but you live in the up north. So the heat would bother you. For my wife and I in Phoenix, we were just like, another day.
Interesting. That's an interesting perspective. Yeah, the Pacific Northwest, we don't have a ton of humidity. And, you know, we do have one or two days in the hundreds. But most of the time we're, you know, mid to high 90s, and that's pretty hot for us. But it's a little bit hotter when you add that humidity and that more extreme, you know, 105-degree temperature. It was a lot.
Yeah, the temperatures were high. I mean, you know, for me, because I work outdoors and I do air conditioning for a living, And then, you know, I'm kind of like, I wore Levi's all day long. I didn't even wear shorts because I've learned, besides covering up my extreme white legs, is that what the sun can really do, what the sun can really do to the body. And so most people, you know, I wear Levi's and work boots, and we cruised around the city all day long. I think it was the humidity that got us the most.
Yeah, the humidity is a killer for sure.
So I did have some lows, and I'll let you know what my lows are, and you tell me if I'm crazy or not. Just a few.
Okay.
One of my lows was the hotel itself.
Really?
Now,
so I'm a little surprised at that, but go ahead.
I loved the Menger.
Yes.
It was chock full of history and historic. And the bar that we were all ending up at mostly was fantastic. And the history at the bar, I think Teddy Roosevelt actually went to that bar. And the woodwork was fantastic. And but the history and the gardens outside were gorgeous. We took the hotel tour and loved every minute of it. It was a fantastic tour. But here's what the hotel drove us, my wife and I, crazy, is the walls. The walls were paper thin. And we heard everything. Everything that went on either side of us, we heard, even if we didn't want to hear it, we heard things that nobody should hear. And I get that that's their private space, because we were a middle room, so we had walls on either side. But at one point, I think I was on the phone with somebody at work, because I did bring my laptop from work. So periodically I'd go check it, or I'd go do whatever. And I was on the phone. I get a little noisy, and all of a sudden there's a pounding on the wall. And I'm like, what? My wife's like, well, you're kind of being too loud. I'm like, and that's when we realized how thin the walls were. And even when people got a little frisky on either side of us, we heard it all. And that was a huge bummer. That was a huge bummer.
Interesting. Yeah, so I agree with you on the hotel was just incredible. The experience was incredible. The history there was absolutely incredible. My wife and I, actually, we didn't stay at the hotel. We had an Airbnb. Oh. And so we didn't actually, you know, have any nights there. But all of the whole time that we were there, we just thought it was fantastic. So I guess we didn't get that unfortunate experience of having those paper-thin walls. But that would be problematic, I can only imagine.
But at the same time, the hotel was a major plus, because we got in 2 days before the event. So I think the event was like Thursday through Sunday or Wednesday through Sunday. And we got in on Monday, and then we paid the full price for the room, because the show special, you know, hadn't started yet. And they put us on a room with a balcony that we shared with four other rooms that overlooked Alamo Square.
Oh my gosh, I bet that was amazing.
So at night, we would go out and just hang out, and they had these chairs and tables, and we would go out and hang out with the other guests and just watch the event. Like Saturday night after the show, they had like a cruise night.
Oh, really?
And I didn't know this was going on, but they had a cruise night, and that went right up the street in front of the hotel and then turned and went downtown. But there were carriages pulled by horses all lit up, and there were cars playing their music, and it was a huge event. It was cruise night, and we got to sit on the patio and just hang out. So at the same time that the hotel was a negative because of thin walls, it was a huge positive for other areas.
Yes, interesting.
So how did you like your Airbnb? Was finding an Airbnb easy to do in San Antonio?
So we looked at several options. The Airbnbs seemed to be pretty easy. We wanted to get something that was close to the, you know, the Menger Hotel and the Riverwalk and all of that. So we were probably, I think it was 7 or 8 minutes away. We had a wonderful two-bedroom place. It was great. My parents also went with us again this year. And so it hosted the four of us beautifully. It was nice, and you know, have your own area, your own TVs, you can make, you know, your own kitchen, you can make your own food. And so we kind of look forward to those times when we were in South Dakota last year. We also had the Airbnb. So yes, it was no problem to find one. And of course, you know, San Antonio's just fantastic place.
I had one more low.
Yes.
And I don't know if you noticed it or not. So lunch at the event, I don't remember what day it was. I think it was maybe Saturday.
Okay.
Or Friday. I don't remember it, but there was a catered lunch. And the hotel staff made a beautiful lunch. There was Italian food and spaghettis and vegetables. And I think
there was
chicken. Is that correct? It was just...
And yes.
The dessert tray table was insane. We had lunch, my wife and I. And then I think there was photographs. You could look at the auction stuff that was coming up. And at one point I said, God, I'm going to run back out and grab another plate because there's no way all that food was gone. And by the time I got out there, they were taking it down. And I'm like, wait a minute, where's the food going? They're like, oh, it's only here for a limited time. I'm like, but we paid for that. And it was gone. Did you have any experiences with that?
I did not. No, I had, honestly, I eat pretty fast. So, I think I was one of the first through the line. And I did not have any experience with them taking away before I had everything I needed. I did not have that experience. I thought it was fantastic. That was one of my favorite meals they had.
Yes.
It was so good. I thought that hotel really just killed it as far as the food was concerned.
I agree. I totally agree. It was so good. That's why I was kind of bummed that it went away. It was so good. I wanted another round because
yes.
I was like you. I was up in the front and I thought, well, I'll go back through after everybody else is done. And then time got carried away and then I come back around. I'm like, I'm going to go out and get more. And then the dessert was gone. Like their desserts, the cakes and the.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They were so good.
Agreed.
So I only had a couple. So it sounds like you and I, you know, besides the hotel and the food, we didn't really have any major lows.
No, definitely not. It was a wonderful trip. The people of WWHA are of the finest quality people. Everyone's nice and polite, and they just are so well studied and researched, and they're just a great group to be around. The hotel was just a magnificent experience, categorically, at least, you know, from my experience. I didn't have those paper thin walls, but, and then just the whole trip, just being steeped in all of that history all the way around. Literally, you walk outside the hotel and there is, the Alamo, right? Just right there. And it's just so impressive to be able to be so close to that history.
So let's talk about the highs. I'll let you go first. What were your highs of the event?
So there's two of them specifically that I can think about right now. So one of my favorite authors that did her talk was Victoria Wilcox, Doc Holliday in Texas. That was a fantastic presentation. She's a great speaker. I was just very impressed with that particular person and her delivery. She was just top notch there. And that was, she was on Friday. She did an excellent, talk. And then I got to tell you, were you there for the mariachi band?
Yes.
That was, so impressive to wrap up the entire event with the talent of that mariachi band. I got goosebumps now thinking about the event. It was incredible.
Okay.
That's definitely my highlight.
Really? I would have figured there would have been a whole bunch more.
I felt so blessed to be able to be immersed in that culture, them sharing that with us there in San Antonio. It was just a fantastic night. They were just so talented. There was a lot of fun things. I enjoyed the auction. Roy is a tough act to follow when he's doing the auction stuff. You know, it was great to be a part of that and to be, you know, honored to be asked to be part of that. But Roy is just super good at what he does. So that's kind of a tough act to follow. But so I had a super good time, but I really liked that mariachi band.
So I did too. Really liked the mariachi band. But I had some more highs. And Victoria, and one of them is Victoria Wilcox. Her presentation was fantastic.
Yeah, agreed.
The audio matched the video. It is a husband and wife team, and they work together so well, and they put on a fantastic presentation. The Alamo itself, I thought was a huge high because I do work in San Antonio, and I'm in San Antonio quite a bit.
Oh.
But I've never gotten downtown in the Alamo Square. So the Alamo itself was a huge, and the reason being it was so close to the hotel and the history, like being immersed in San Antonio. It wasn't like you go to San Antonio and then you get on a bus and then you drove somewhere to see it. The minute you stepped out of your hotel, boom, the Alamo was there.
Yes.
And the grounds and the gardens were fantastic. The trees, the whole thing. I think the being right next to it and being at the Menger, the team that put together this year's roundup, like, killed it.
Having yes, the agreed.
Two right next to each other. The other high, which I have quite a few, again, the hotel. The hotel, even though it had thin walls, which was so stupid, but the hotel itself was beyond what I was expecting because I had gone to the Menger about 6 months prior and I was doing business in town and I thought, oh, there's the hotel we're going to stay at. I'm going to go check it out. And so I went to check it out. And just walked in the lobby real quick and then was like, oh my God, my wife is going to love this. It's going to be crazy. Well, then it ended up being even better than we thought with the history. So the hotel for me was a high. San Antonio and the Riverwalk, the whole experience was another big high. I don't know.
Definitely.
How because San Antonio, like every corner you walk down was something historic.
Absolutely.
Like Phoenix, I love the city that I live in, has figured out a way to wipe out its history by tearing down old buildings and putting in new ones. And instead, San Antonio has figured out a way to keep old buildings, build new buildings next to it, and retain its charm. Do you think that?
Yeah, San Antonio has done a fantastic job with that. The Riverwalk is absolutely a highlight. My wife and I, and actually my mom and dad also, about 8 years ago were in San Antonio. My wife had graduated from the Air Force there. My daughter. And so we were down there about 8 years ago and did the Riverwalk. And so when we knew that, WWHA was going to be down in San Antonio, we were so excited to get our tickets and be able to go back because you're absolutely right, Mike. They have captured that historical, that whole area is just steeped in history. But then they've been able to, build up the city around it and maintain all of those old buildings and the Riverwalk and just taking just the boat rides and hearing all the history is just, it just is such an incredible time, such an incredible space. And the way that they are willing to share all that with you with the stories and the culture, it is top notch. Absolutely agree with you wholeheartedly.
So, I have another high, and you and your wife and your parents are a part of that high. And I'm surprised
Thank you.
I'm surprised at how quickly it happened. And that was our friendships. Because
Indeed.
We've only been in the WWHA a short amount of time. And if you're a member of WWHA or if you're thinking about joining, You do so because you want factual history. You don't want history that is made up or sugar-coated. You want the facts. And even if the facts make you uncomfortable or uncomfortable to read, it doesn't matter, right?
You can't. Absolutely.
And so the friendships that we formed from 2023 at Rapid City to this year, we really looked forward to seeing friends and getting reacquainted and making new ones. What about you?
Absolutely. Yep. So you're spot on there, Mike. So this is our second year with the WWHA. All of my, you know, previous 22 years with the history and this stuff is that Tombstone, the TTR portion in which you and I originally met in. So we absolutely look forward to that. It's a highlight of, you know, every year in October. They are a family away from, you know, my family here in the Northwest. So I definitely look forward to seeing those people. Now we're going to WWHA. A lot of those same people are there. And so it feels like home. So I agree with you, Mike. Those relationships, those things that are forged over all that time and through history and just good camaraderie and conversation. Absolutely. It is also a highlight. I agree with you.
And I think that's huge because seeing friends and getting reacquainted was huge, was a big part of it. Another high, and it's part of the friendship thing, and it's a personal high, was Peter Brand.
Oh, my gosh, Peter. Always a treat.
If Peter's listening, you know, I'm sorry. I'm going to embarrass you. but you can take it out on me later. So Peter and I talk more than people think we do. Like if you hear a Peter Brand podcast and then there's months and months in between, those months and months in between is because him and I are talking all the time. And we'll text each other or we'll talk or I'll call on Messenger and then he'll say, oh, nobody wants to listen to you and I talk. And I'm like, oh, you're crazy. But but having Peter Brand there and meeting him for the first time after spending so much time on the phone was a huge treat. And then getting him to get the international award.
Yes.
And then the highlight was Roy interviewing him about everything. That was a high. What do you?
Yes, Peter Brand, he's fantastic. I originally met him in Tombstone. He was there in the early years, every year. He was doing his research before he wrote a lot of his books that he was that he's known for now. So I've known him for years and years. He kind of stopped coming, and you know, it was hard for him to be able to get there every year. But it was so nice to see him again. It's probably been 3 or 4 years since I have seen him. So yes, he's always a treat, always a delight. It was certainly good to see him, and he deserves those awards. He's top notch researcher and author, and just a big fan. Absolutely.
Well, and I think that's the part of WWHA. I tell people in my podcast all the time about if it wasn't for the WWHA, like I'm just a schmuck with a guy on a phone and an iPad.
There you go.
Right. But yeah. But if it wasn't for the WWHA, like what was that place we went to all for dinner that one night? The that bar that had the museum.
Oh my gosh. Let me look in
people,
my
people are screaming it out. It's the Long Branch, the Longhorn.
Yeah, something like Longhorn, I think.
And so I think it was a Longhorn. I think it was a Longhorn in
Tampa. Yep, I agree. I think it was.
And so there at my table was Peter and John Bosnecker together at the same table. Now, if I was just, if I'd shown up at a bar and these guys would be sitting there, I would have never walked up and said, excuse me, can I share this chair? It would have been weird and awkward. But the WWHA makes it possible for these giants in Western history, including Victoria Wilcox and all the other writers and researchers, it allows us to, the common person, just the person who will never write a book, to sit down and have great conversations. And that was a high.
Agreed. So it's actually the Buckhorn Saloon and Museum.
Buckhorn.
I actually have the schedule in my hand. And so, yes, it's the Buckhorn Saloon and Museum at 108 East Houston Street, by the way, for yep. those you who are interested, it was a fantastic place to go. And you are spot on. Those the tables that have these folks who are friends who've done research together, and they talk often about the history, the Bosneckers, and the all of the those authors. Casey T. Fratello was there last year, and you know they're our friends. And so sometimes I guess I lose sight of. You know, oh my gosh, these are my friends. I watch, you know, like the History Channel, and I see them on TV, and I'm like, oh, there's Casey. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's my friend, Casey. I know this man. And so it is an incredible thing, actually, when you step back and take a look at it, that you have all of these historians and people who are, you know, you, the books out there, the TV shows, the people that they go to for all of the information, they are available and they are friendly and you can sit at a table and you can just talk to them at, like regular people. It is an amazing experience.
Well, and it makes me think about another low, and that is that Marshall Trimble wasn't there. And
Oh, yes, right, that's right.
He was at Rapid City, and one of my most fondest event times at Rapid City was getting to talk to him on a one-on-one basis. Now, I had interviewed him for a podcast, gorgeous, wonderful podcast. I've listened to it several times. And then he didn't make it this year to Roundup. I think that was a low for me personally because I just love him. I love the stories. I love the history that just comes out of him. So that was a bummer for me.
Agreed. Yeah, I've also known Marshall Trimble for years. I met him in the Tombstone events. Always one of the highlights of the event. He is full of history, and the stories he tells are just phenomenal. I loved him in South Dakota last year. Agreed. Having him not there is a big load. It also reminds me of some of those folks that we've lost since last year. Mm-hmm. Those are always some of those low times, right, when they have had the memorials for the people who are no longer with us. They go on that last roundup. So those are sad times, those low times that we realize all these folks who have spent all their entire lives immersed in this history, studying and willing to share their experiences and things they've learned with us, they're not going to be here always a lot longer. And so that is a definite low point for me. I'm in my 50s. A lot of those folks are in their 70s or 80s or even later. And so we have limited time with them. So that is a rough realization. For sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's crazy to think about the people that we've lost and and will lose. I mean, we all have a short time on Earth. So, you know, make the best of it.
Agreed.
I do want to say some personal thanks. I really want to thank the Hunleys.
Always.
They were extremely kind to my wife and I. And Billy and Paula. I always get her name wrong. That's right. And the Hunley family were very kind. Felicia, very kind. I want to thank them. John Bosnecker, again, is extremely gracious with his time and knowledge. And I want to thank him. If you can find his books, please go on anywhere on Amazon and look up John Bosnecker. His books are a must. Peter Brand, again, I want to thank him. Roy Young, I want to thank Roy Young and Kurt House and Pam Potter and Eddie Lanham and just some fantastic, and yourself, some fantastic people that, and Victoria Wilcox that just open up their hearts and allow my wife and I to come in and say hello for a brief time. I really want to thank them. And if I miss anybody, I'm sorry, but really some terrific folks. What about you?
I agree wholeheartedly. It was an amazing event. Pam is just spectacular putting together these things. I cannot imagine the awesome responsibility and timing and coordination it takes to coordinate all the number of people who are come to these events, all of the, you know, the food and the, you know, the auctions and to organize and get all of that together. Just an incredible undertaking. And Roy killed it last year in South Dakota. Pam did a fantastic job this year. We are beside ourselves at the presentations and, you know, just the entire event is just Fantastic. So yes, thank you to all of those folks. I agree wholeheartedly. They are an amazing group of people, and just I'm honored to know them.
And if I've left somebody out, please, you know, don't hate me long. It's not because we just, I honestly, it just, there's so many people, and I'm trying to picture, myself in the room surrounded by people. I'll sometimes look at my wife and like pinch me. Like is that really John or is that really Peter? Like you just, yep. You know, pinch me. So let's talk about 2024 in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Are you going?
So that's a good question. I don't know that we will be going to Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Looks like this podcast is over.
I like the roundups. I like getting together with you afterwards through the podcast. So honestly, this year was a fairly expensive trip for us to San Antonio. And, you know, we always do the Tombstone event where I MC. And so that one is for sure what we do. When I think about Arkansas in July and the struggles we had in July down in San Antonio, I think maybe that's one I could afford to miss. So I'm kind of, the jury's still out, but I'm leaning towards maybe not being there, unfortunately.
Well, that's too bad because I'd love to see you there. Now, for me personally, I'm a safety manager for an air conditioning company, and Arkansas is one of my states. And about 3 months three, 4 months ago, before we knew that it was going to be in Fort Smith, I was driving from Little Rock, Arkansas, up to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I saw this sign for Fort Smith. And I was like, oh, Fort Smith. I wonder if it's a real Ford. You know, and so I get off the freeway and it's a real Ford. And I ended up spending about 2 hours of time walking the parade grounds, going into the buildings. And we are definitely going. And I cannot wait to see everybody there at Fort Smith. Now, they have a museum that just opened up as an immersive museum. I think it's the U.S. Marshals. Don't hold me to it. It's in the latest issue of True West magazine. But they have a new museum that's opened up. But the town is very historic. And so if you're thinking about it and you're listening to this podcast, you're like, oh, Fort Smith, now y'all getting close to where I live, then I would love to see you there. But you're going to have to join. Not have to join, but you'll have to go onto the wildwesthistory.org website and find a roundup and stay up to date with hotels and all that stuff that's going on. So we'd love to see you there. But Fort Smith is going to be fantastic, but it's going to be hot and humid, like you said. Tell us about what's coming up at TTR.
Actually at TTR, they did hand out, the schedule of what they have so far. I think it's going to be about, the gunfights in and around Tombstone. I'm not sure. I don't have the list in front of me of the speakers we're going to have. But I am looking forward to this. You know, I always look forward to my events down in Tombstone in October, but this one especially, because I'm a big fan of the gunfights, we delve into all subjects when we talk about history and especially history around Tombstone. We deal with the different cultures and the different folks who were there, the different companies that were there, different businesses, and we talk about all of those things, including, you know, some of the actual gunfights and some of the history stuff all the time. But we're just focusing really this year on the gunfights specifically, not just, you know, the one, the OK Corral, but in and around Tombstone for all the years that, you know, they've been studying that. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. It's very exciting.
Well, tell people where they can go to get involved in TTR and come to the event.
So that's a really good question. I don't have all of those information, not as much as you do there, Mike. You are really good at directing people towards that. I'm familiar with the, you know, BJ's discussion board. You know, the TTR. I know that there's a website that John Kay does for us, although I don't have that website handy with me, unfortunately. But you can definitely become a member, show up. It's towards the end of October. It is the anniversary of the OK Corral fight down in Tombstone. And Mike, why don't I just turn that over to you so you can direct people how to show up there.
Well, there's a couple of ways you can do. One, I think everybody has Facebook. If you have Facebook, you can go to the website or the Facebook page, Tombstone Territory Rendezvous, and you'll be able to get the information there. Everything will be there for you. Now, you're going to probably want to stay for a few days because it is not just a one-day event. It's 2 or 3 days. You can stay in town at the numerous hotels. If you haven't made reservations, there is a Tombstone Monument Ranch where you can stay. There's the Larium in town along with numerous hotels. If you're looking for places to stay, go to discovertombstone.com. You can find places to stay as well as events happening in Tombstone. The town of Sierra Vista is very close by. Only takes about 30 minutes to get to town and 30 to 40 minutes. It's not far. It's a beautiful drive across Cochise County. And in Sierra Vista, you'll have Holiday Inn Express, Fairfield. You'll have Marriott. You'll have all sorts of them. All the major hotels are in Sierra Vista, Arizona. So if you go on like Holiday Inn Express or the Bonvoy website or the app through Marriott and type in the words Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A, Vista, V-I-S-T-A, Arizona, you'll be able to find all the hotels right in town. And I think you can book through Hotel Engine or Travelocity. But again, if you're really wanting the information, you can go to Tombstone Territory Rendezvous on Facebook. All the information's there. And if you're still like, Mike, I don't get it. I can't find it. I don't have Facebook. Whatever. I'm going to give you my blue collar email address. It's HVACREF, as in Frank, ERGUY. At gmail.com. That's HVAC reefer guy at gmail.com. Like I said, I do air conditioning refrigeration for a living, and I'll be able to send you a link. I'll find a link and I'll email you back in case you want to go to Tombstone Territory Rendezvous. Now, this year, I will not be there, which is heartbreaking, but we have grandbaby number 2 on the way. And that weekend, we are having the baby shower in California. So if I went to Tombstone, I could just probably dig my own self plot on Boot Hill and bury myself and just get it over with. But we definitely want you to go. So if you're still looking for more information about it, email me at hvacreeferguy@gmail.com. Anything you want to add before we go?
Yes. For any of those folks who just got all that information from Mike regarding the Tombstone Territory Rendezvous, if you are wanting to go, please book your hotel as soon as possible. There's lots of activities there. El Dorado is usually the weekend prior. Please book your hotel because they fill up quickly. We usually book a year in advance, honestly, for our trip. And so we usually don't have much problem finding a hotel. But if you want to go, please get on whatever your hotel reservation software, whatever it is you use to get your reservations, please do so quickly because they do fill up quickly. And so we would love to have you there, and we'd hate to have you not be able to find a place to stay. Additionally, that being missing Tombstone next year because of a grandchild, I understand completely. I just had my 6th grandchild born 2 days ago. Virgil Elias Erdman was born to my son Wyatt 2 days ago. So I understand you have to be there for those events. So we'll miss you, but enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Eric, for coming on for our roundup wrap up 2023. And would love to see it 2024, including Eric. We got to figure something out. And maybe we'll have to do a GoFundMe or something like that.
Oh, there you go.
So we can get him to come. But if not, if you need to get a hold of me, that's the email address. And please, if you're listening to the podcast, there are 70 plus others or 70 hours of podcasts that have been done so far. So please go back and listen to those podcasts. Also, if you're on iTunes or Spotify, please hit the subscribe button. You can also find this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podbean. I'm everywhere with the podcast. And leave a rating and a review. It really, really helps with getting out the information. All the podcasts are clean. So if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, I want to listen with my kids in the car, you can do so. Almost none of them have any swearing of any kind. So there is no parental, like, you know, you have to worry about this is going to be something going to be said. Nothing will be said that's dirty. And again, we appreciate you a bunch. Until next time, safe travels, and we'll see you soon.